Jesus, we come to you today. Help us to honor you, I pray. Give you all praise, your Lord. Highly exalted and adored, wonderful Savior, sovereign Lord, maker of all. You alone, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord of all. Jesus, we come to you today. Help us to honor you, I pray. Give you all praise. You are Lord. You're highly exalted and adored. Wonderful Savior, sovereign Lord, maker of all. You are Lord. You are Lord. It's great to see everyone. Welcome. This is my mom, Jane's. Her memorial service. And I first of all would like to just thank First Lutheran Church for letting us use this building. And when my mom was a member here. And so I thank Jeff Dinkle back there for helping me and the Buchanans and all of you who have helped. So my mom, today was her birthday. So this is another kind of God thing that we were able to work this out. And she passed away on Sunday, November 26th. We had Thanksgiving together on the 24th, and 2 days later, she was drinking wine on Thanksgiving, and it was quick, so it was a blessing. She would have been 96 today. So she was born February 18th, 1928, right here in the big city of Galleon. She said she was born in some house down the road here. When we pass by there every once in a while, she says, "Oh, I was born there." So she was a graduate of Johnsville High School. In 1946, she worked basically as a secretary. She was a secretary at Ironworks. She worked here at First Lutheran for years, and she worked for Fred Barr Realty as a secretary. So she enjoyed fishing. They had a boat up on Lake Erie, my dad and her, and they came to visit us in Florida. We were in Florida for 30 years, so she's survived by me and my wife. We have some awesome people from Alexandria, Virginia. Her grandson and Nathan and Michelle. Chris and Beth are from Cleveland, from Shaker Heights, and my daughter Shay is from Richmond right now. She's in Richmond, Virginia. So we have the grandsons. We have Landon and Blake, Charlotte, Lucy, Tess, Mary, and Henley, great-grands. So my mom donated her body to OSU. So that's why we're kind of, we waited till everybody could come and get together, and it worked out. So again, I'm thankful for all of you coming today. Oh, and her daughter, my sister. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Nancy, my sister Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
Her favorite daughter.
Her favorite daughter. So, there is a time for everything, for all things under the sun, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to forget, a time to remember. So this day in sacred convocation, we remember those who gave us life, we remember those who enriched our lives with love, beauty, kindness, compassion, thoughtfulness, understanding. We renew our bonds to those who have gone the way of all the earth. As we reflect upon those whose memory moves us this day, we seek consolation, strength, and insight born of faith. So tender as a father with his children, the Lord is merciful with his worshipers. Hallelujah. He knows how we are fashioned, remembers that we are dust, our days are as grass. We flourish as a flower in the field. The wind passes over it. It's gone. No one can recognize where it grew. But the Lord's compassion for his worshipers, his righteousness to children's children remain, age after age, unchanging. 70 years. How many is that? 70 years. Anybody know? 70. 70 years may number 80 years. Ooh, 80, if granted vigor. Laden with trouble and travail, life quickly passes, it flies away. What are mortals, O Lord, what are we that you should be mindful of them? What are mortals that you should take note of them, that you have made them a little less than angels? The sound of infants attest to your power. The magnificence of life reflects your glory. The heavens display your splendor. What majesty is yours throughout the world? Teach us, Lord, please. Teach us to use all our days, that we may attain a heart of wisdom. Grant us of your love in the morning, that we may joyously sing all our days. When I stray from you, Lord, my life is as death, but when I cleave to you, even in death, I have life. So there is life from death. Hallelujah. You embrace the souls of the living and the dead. The earth inherits that which perishes. The dust returns to dust, but the soul which is God's is immortal. The Lord has compassion for his creatures. He has planted eternity within our soul. granting us a share in his unending life. He redeems our life from the grave. May we all be charitable in thought and memory of those we love who walk the earth no longer. May we live unselfishly in truth and love and peace so that we will be remembered as a blessing, as we this day lovingly remember those whose lives endure as a blessing. Our generations are bound to each other. As children now remember their parents, memory conquers death as dominion. As we now remember our brothers and sisters, grandparents, and other relatives and friends, the death of those we now remember left gaping holes in our lives, but we are grateful for the gift of their lives, and we are strengthened by the blessings which they left us, by precious memories which comfort and sustain us as we recall them to this day. All right. I was blessed with my daddy's shaking, central tremors, so hallelujah. So let's pray. Eternal God, Master of Mercy, give us the gift of remembering. May our memories of the dead be tender and true, undiminished by time, not falsified by sentimentality. Let us recall them, love them as they were. Give us the gift of tears. Let us express our sense of loss, our sorrow, our pain, as well as our gratitude and our love. Give us the gift of prayer. May we confront you with an open heart, with trusting faith, unembarrassed, unashamed. Give us the gift of hope. May we always believe in the beauty of life, the power of goodness, and the right to joy. Amen. Amen. So my mom requested a song, A Closer Walk with Thee. So this is probably not your grandmother's version of it, but I am weak. But thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied just as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee, and when this earthly life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Oh, guide me gently, safely to thy kingdom, to thy kingdom shore. Come on, sing it. Just a closer walk with thee. Well, granted, Jesus, that's my earnest plea. Well, closer, closer walking, right next to thee. Let it be, my Lord, let it be. Let's take a walk. close, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Yeshua, oh, that's my earnest plea. Closer, daily walking, right next to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be, my Lord, let it be, my Lord, let it be. Woo, yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. Where am I now? There it is. Okay, so I heard a man who stood to speak. He referred to the dates on the tombstone. He noted first that came the date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most was, of all, was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that they spent alive on the earth, and now only those who loved them knew what that little line was worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love, how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left in the life that we arrange. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand how others feel, be less quick to anger, show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect, more often wear a smile, remembering this special dash will only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life actions to rehash, would you be proud of all the things they say when they talk about your dash? So, I'd like to, hey, hallelujah. Good to see you, Carolyn. If anyone has anything to say about my mom, please come. Anybody? A song? A word? A memory?
Something I have a big thank you I want to say.
Check one test. We have this, Jeff.
It's working.
Oh, no. Check one test.
It's on.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I want to give a huge thank you to Carol and Steve for taking care of my mom. They were such great caregivers, and we were very blessed to have them. Mom was a stubborn person. You know, every older lady, you know, has their idiosyncrasies. She was a very special person to all of us. And I just really wanted to thank Steve and Carol for doing all they did.
You were.
I had a very strong relationship with my mom, so she was very special.
Amen. True. Yeah. Yes. Come.
I got something,
Yes.
What's it? I put some notes down because I can't possibly remember what I'm going to say otherwise. Can everybody hear me okay? Talking up here? Okay, great. So for those of you I don't know, that don't know me, my name's Nathan Bailey. I'm Jane's grandson, which I realize seems kind of funny because I probably look like a grandparent myself at this point. So, I guess that really speaks to like the long life that, you know, that she had, and that was a life that I felt very fortunate to be a part of. You know, she was the best. I mean, she was as good as it gets from my perspective. And so was my grandfather. I think a lot of you knew my grandfather. She was very different from my grandfather. They were very complementary to each other, I think, in a lot of ways. If you recall, my grandfather was kind of the definition of extroversion. He was very gregarious, life of the party. He was loud. He was very touchy, not like touchy being sensitive, like he grabbed everybody and was like very physical all the time. And my grandmother was, you know, she was understated. You know, she was kind of behind the scenes, but always just very, very loving, very supporting. She was always there to kind of do whatever needed to be done to help those people around her. I kind of think of her almost like a movie producer. You know, the movie producers are the ones that they kind of do everything. They keep everything on track, they arrange everything, but they don't get any credit.
Right.
You know, and she didn't want credit, but she was that person doing it. She was kind of helping everybody, doing whatever it took, figuring things out. Mm-hmm. And I just never remember a time where she wasn't in my life doing that exact thing. You know, and she was just so loving. And one of the things that I'm most thankful for is that she got to have a real relationship with my kids. So I think a lot of times, you know, these days, great-grandchildren, you know, they just don't get to have, you don't get to have a relationship with your great-grandparents much anymore. And she had a real relationship with Blake and Landon, with all my nieces. Well, Charlotte's middle name is after her. So, but I was so happy that they got to be around her, that they got to experience who she was, and to know her well was just a blessing. And if you got to see any of the pictures out there, you'll see a lot of pictures of her with her great-grandchildren and how much she loved them. Candidly, I was, you know, my grandfather passed away in 2016, right? And she had literally said to me, I don't really want to be around without your grandfather. And so I was worried that we wouldn't have her very long after he passed. And we had her for 7 or 8 more years.
Right.
And you know, that wasn't the easiest time either, you know, global pandemic, and you know, she had health issues here and there. Generally was pretty healthy, very with it, cognitively, but you know, I just was feeling very concerned we wouldn't be able to have her during that time. And so I was just felt like a huge blessing, a big bonus to get those extra years with her. So I'm going to very much miss her, but I'm thankful for we had her as long as we did. And, you know, I think that she had a life that was very well lived. And so just love you, Grandma, and thank you all for being here today.
Amen.
So I'm Chris, I'm the other grandson. And you know, Mom asked us both to say a little something, and when she did, I was thinking, I'm probably not gonna say anything that's particularly profound or unique, because I love my grandparents, and that's probably a pretty common thing. But those of us that knew Grandma and Grandpa knew that they weren't particularly common people. And it just, you know, I know I'm seeing it from the eyes of a grandchild, but they just seemed like they had things figured out well. They were people that were happy themselves and could make people happy around them. And it was just such a blessing to have that model and guidance in my life to see people that you know, had it together like that. And so something that I could maybe try to emulate, and it's not a coincidence that actually two of our kids have grandma's name. So Charlotte Jane and Tess Marie. So two of our three daughters. So I was thinking about it, and I came up with a few rules that I was thinking about that we live life by when we think about with grandma. And so I wrote a few down. So one would be that you can have struggles in life, but not just survive them, you can still thrive through them. And she did have some struggles. May not know, but when she was young, she had a pretty difficult childhood. So her father, who was the breadwinner for the house, left at one point and didn't come back. And so she said that, you know, for a while there, she and her mom would go, we'd live in a place and go place to place and essentially just get kicked out. And said I would eat hominy every day. And she said, I just thought everybody ate hominy every day. I just thought that's what it was. And that's the sort of experience that could really, you know, damage people. Can really, I mean, I see people in our clinics every day that are, that kind of background really affects them really negatively. But it didn't with grandma. And it's funny, you can see the pictures of her out there when she was young. She's confident and happy and content. And it's, I mean, that, if anything, like I said, she thrived from that experience. It made her who she was. That's definitely not the experience that everybody has with that. And I think the later life struggles, again, dealing with grandpa, dealing with some of the illness, dealing with the pandemic, and kind of being isolated in the nursing home for a long time, she was still able to maintain a sense of happiness and a sense of contentment throughout that. And like I said, she still thrived despite struggle. I think another rule, love your family and friends, but don't be afraid to tell it like it is. That was another one that I said. She, grandma was definitely fierce and independent, like
yes,
mom mentioned.
She was.
She for sure was. But she really did love her grandchildren. She loved us and Shay and loved her family. She was very generous with that. I remember when she would visit Grandpa when he was in the nursing home, she wouldn't just visit him. She would go from one person to another, right, kind of, you know, go through all the people that were there, making sure everybody had somebody visit them. Just a generous, loving, considerate soul. And definitely serve others, but have a little fun along the way. The service part for her was, like Nathan mentioned, she was the glue that really kept a lot of things together. We would go out on the boat, and we had food on the boat because she brought the food. and she would take care of things behind the scenes all the time.
Right.
But she and Grandpa always knew how to have fun, how to enjoy things. I don't know if this was what she always called it. I remember a time she visited Beth and I at Penn State when we were in graduate school, and we had spaghetti, and she and Grandpa kept talking about the Parmesan cheese. Give me the Parmesan cheese. And again, I don't know if that was what she always called her. They were just being silly that day, but I swear to this day, every time I put Parmesan cheese on my, I think of Parmesan cheese. So. Another rule, find someone to share your life with and devote yourself to. And she certainly did that. I remember, like Nathan said, I mean, she, to the very end, was very devoted to Grandpa. And I remember towards the end when he was really declined and struggling, not even communicating much anymore. In my mind, I was thinking about him as mostly, you know, being gone, for the most part. And she was still doing his laundry every day, still visiting him every day. And I asked her at one point, you know, will it be kind of a relief when he goes? And she said, oh no, I'll miss him. She she loved him. And yeah. and still, even though he was different at that time, she, you know, it was still the person who completed her. So, yeah, I love you, Grandma. I miss you. Thank you for the blessing that you were in my life. And, you know, there's a little part of me that's a little happy thinking about her reunited with Grandpa now.
Amen.
Hello.
So, last time I saw her was Thanksgiving. And I think God gave her that last chance to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And yeah, a few more days just to say goodbye.
Mhm. Awesome. Anyone else?
Sorry. Jane and I used to have a joke between us that she was my favorite mother-in-law and I was her favorite daughter-in-law.
Use the mic, honey.
Okay. And actually, she was the best. Mother-in-law, she didn't intrude. She, you know, she was easygoing. For our wedding present, she gave me a marble rolling pin and looked at him and said, if you need it, use it. And some of my favorite memories are when Steve and I met Dick and Jane down in Cherokee, and we went camping and hiking. We froze our behinds off, but we had a good time. Dick and Jane liked to travel, and she journaled. We've got several volumes of these little journals where she would, you know, write, we did this today, and, you know, little things for her to remember later. And Steve and I were really blessed to get her out of the nursing home when we did. And she had never liked nursing homes, so it was extra important to me to get her out. Before we got her out and they were quarantined to their rooms, Jane snuck across the hall to a neighbor's room, and she got busted. And they sent her back to her room, and she said she felt like she was in prison there. So we were glad we got her out. As the guys have noted, she was very independent, and she didn't want any help. She wouldn't use a walker. She wouldn't use a cane. She didn't want you to hold her elbow. And she said, I'm 95, and I should be able to do what I want. And I would say, Mom, as long as it's not detrimental to your health or make you fall. She didn't like cherry pie, and she would have aches and pains, and she'd say, oh, this hurts, that hurts. I'm like, Mom, what's wrong? She says, oh, honey, I'm just old. And we would do devotions in the morning, and part of the things we would say was, the priest would say, and she would say, hallelujah, brother, or hallelujah, y'all. And the way she would say it was just hilarious. She learned some Hebrew words from Steve, and she would say l'chaim and shalom gadol. And she collected some of her dolls are out there. She collected antique dolls and had little notes about when she bought them and the history of the doll. And she loved her little dolls and would dress them. She would light up every time she saw you guys, her grands and great-grands. It just brought so much joy to her. And she would always want to know, well, what's Charlotte doing? What's Landon doing? You know, and go off each one and want to know what's going on in their life. And she was serious. It wasn't just chit-chat. She loved her family dearly. And she was very stubborn, which was funny for both of us to be together. She would light up when she'd see Steve, and then when Nancy and I would come in the room, she'd pretend to be asleep and play possum. But if we stood real still and didn't make any noise, and I'd just say, "You're busted, Mom, you're awake." But, so Mom, l'chaim to your life. We love you and we miss you.
Amen.
Anybody else?
All right. Okay. What else can we say about M. Jane Ness? Marie, by the way, is the M. Some people wanted to know today, so. I don't know why she never wanted to. I guess she didn't like that name, so.
I know the reason, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. So this, she wrote a little note about, she says, "I want to be remembered as a child of God, a good child, a good wife, a good mother, a good grandmother, a good friend, and a conservator of the earth," signed M. Jane Ness. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. And through many, many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. It was grace that brought me safe thus far. Grace will lead me home. Sing it with me. Praise God. 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 Hallelujah. Okay. Well, have you had enough? I just want to say a couple things about her that I noted about her, that she loved the architecture of the Galleon Public Library. Every time she drove by there, oh, look at this beautiful building. She really enjoyed watching Law and Order Special Victims Unit. She liked Carol's matzah crack, which is chocolate-covered matzah, chocolate and caramel-covered matzah. And she loved my chocolate chip cookies, too. And like was said, she visited my dad every day in the nursing home. He was there for 5 years. She had this trigeminal nerve pain that would drive her through the roof. Really painful. Sometimes I would tell her, "Hey, Mom, you are awesome." And she said, "God had a hiccup," is what how she explained her existence. So, okay, Mom. She was an accomplished seamstress. She made dresses for the dolls that she had. And like was mentioned, she was an overcomer. She was the last child born of three siblings, and her brothers were 21 and 19 years old when she was born. So she really didn't have, and was mentioned that her dad left. So this was during the Great Depression. But like was said, she wasn't really affected by that. And again, I will say she loved her grandkids and great-grandkids to the max. So hallelujah. So Father, we praise you today for the life of my mom and all of her friends and family. We're thankful for giving her almost 96 years. And I know that she touched many lives. I know that she was a blessing to many. She put up with me for a long time. And of course, you too. So, Lord, we just give you all the glory for life and truth. And, Lord, I pray in these trying times that we're in that we would be blessed. And you just help us, Lord, with all of our family, whatever issues we have, Lord God. Again, I'd like to bless this church, and I pray for breakthroughs. I pray, God, in all the turmoil, the terrorism, the economy, Lord, everything is just seeming falling apart. But Lord, I know that you're on the throne. You're over all of it, Lord. You're going to break through, and you're going to help us, Lord. So we just, I proclaim victory today in Jesus' name. I thank you for giving us a good life and good family and good a good blessing, Lord. So I proclaim Iva Rekka, Yahweh Varish Mareka, Yir Yahweh panabaleka vekuneka, Yisi Yahweh panabaleka, v'yisim lecha shalom, in Hebrew. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you great big shaloms, peace. Amen? Okay. Love y'all. Thanks for coming. So there's First Lutheran Church cookies back there, and coffee, and you can look at the, Nathan made a great reel of photos. And
thanks for doing the service, you did a great job.
Oh, well, it was interesting, let's say that. Thank you. Thank you. Man, it's good to see you, Carolyn. Praise God. Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you for coming. Sorry to be late. Yeah.